This webcast is made possible by the supportive listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Director Sam Gold finds new dimensions in the Broadway revival of The Glass Menagerie. The story, unfolding on an empty stage except for a table and assorted props, is starker. The performances are more intimate. The production offers a Wingfield family that's more genuine than the scripted illusion playwright Tennessee Williams imagined. Sally Fields gives a richly layered performance as Amanda Wingfield, the deluded but determined single mother of her two grown children. Here she is, excoriating her daughter Laura for dropping out of business school.
What are we going to do the rest of our lives? Just stay home, watch the parade go by, amuse ourselves with this glass menagerie, darling, eternally play those worn-out phonograph records your father left as a painful reminder of him, or we won't be having a business career. No, we've given that up because it gave us nervous indigestion.
Joe Mantello portrays Amanda's son Tom, the play's narrator, with a sincerity that makes you feel you know him. Broadway newcomer Madison Ferris is his shy sister Laura, psychologically stymied by a physical disability. In this production, she and her gentleman caller, played by Finn Wittrock, have a chemistry that makes the Wingfield family downfall all the more searing. The interpretations in this Glass Menagerie make the classic fresh and bracing. It's at the Belasco. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.